It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. As Wisconsin's population ages, colleges and universities around the state are looking to better serve older adults who are curious about learning new stuff but not working toward a formal degree.
UW-Green Bay recently became a part of the Age-Friendly University Global Network. This is a group of schools from around the world that are dedicated to making education a lifelong experience.
One part of UW-Green Bay's strategy is involving older learners through its Lifelong Learning Institute. This membership-driven program offers hundreds of classes each year for community members on topics from chemistry and history to cooking and kayaking. It's designed to engage older learners mentally and socially.
To tell us more, we're joined by an Institute participant and the program's administrator. Norm Schroeder has taken classes through the Lifelong Learning Institute since 2018, now chairs its board of directors. Norm, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
And Jess Lambrecht is here, Executive Officer of Continuing Education and Workforce Training at UW-Green Bay. Jess, welcome to you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Jess, the Lifelong Learning Institute's spring catalog, I counted over 270 class offerings, everything from knitting socks to what to know about blood thinners. What are you trying to accomplish through the Institute?
Yeah, thank you for the question. The purpose at UW-Green Bay in the expansion of this program is to reach our community members who have a love of learning and to build community connections, right? We know later in age, sometimes those dynamics can change. And so providing an opportunity to keep an aging community connected, inspired, and intellectually stimulating, I think is always a win for the entire region.
Who puts together these courses? Who are the presenters?
So we connect with our community members, retired executives, organizations who have inspiring information to share with this particular audience. So we reach out pretty broad and wide in order to ensure that the content is interesting and of relevance to our audience. And then we use our participants to review the programs and offerings to ensure that it will meet a lot of interests and needs. And so we definitely involve our participants every step of the way, which is really important to the delivery and why this program continues to grow year over year.
Norm, I think you've led some classes. Is that right?
Yes, I do a lot of sailing and cruising on our lakes. And so I've given some presentations on those events and also did some courses on weather.
Okay. You know, what are some of your favorite or most impactful classes you've taken through the Institute? What stuck with you along the way, Norm?
Well, it's hard to know that. I was a chemistry major for my undergraduate, and we have a retired science teacher from the public schools in Green Bay. So I like taking some of his courses on chemistry and physics and trying to relearn things that I'd forgotten years and years ago.
Why should we be committed to learning new things and exploring new passions, you know, even later in life? Norm, you first.
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, I'm a retired family doc, and our last U.S. general surgeon talked about loneliness as being a major public health problem. And LLI has got a cure for that because you meet a lot of people between classes. There's lots of interaction. So you make new friends. LLI has bus trips. So, you know, we have bus trips that go to various locations. Also, LLI is good for our brain health because there's cognitive stimulation in the classes where you either can learn new things or, as I mentioned, relearn things that you've forgotten many years ago. And finally, for our physical health, we even have classes in line dancing, nature hikes, and bicycling. So LLI can cover all those bases.
Jess, how about for you? How do you see the Institute affecting the health and well-being of older people in the Green Bay area?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just very important, as Norm alluded to overall mental stimulation and the prevention of social isolation. Keeping our community members engaged in a way that's providing meaning and value for them is really important to the overall vibrancy of our region and continuing to serve their needs as former professionals, many of them, they just want to be connected and supported. And I think the exciting part about the growth of our lifelong learning program is we're now able to be delivering the content in a hybrid and a virtual format. So we're even reaching audiences that are in senior living facilities and those who are homebound and those who are not even in the Northeast Wisconsin region to still connect and engage in meaningful and purposeful ways.
I was surprised to find out how long LLI, the Lifelong Learning Institute, has been going. Is it 30 years, Jess? What impact is it having on older learners in the community?
We continue to invite our community to participate. We see many of our participants return year after year. I mean, you heard from Norm, who's been a participant for a very long time. We have several members who've been with us for 20 years. It's exciting to see that they're continuing to influence the content, keep it fresh and exciting, and find ways that we can continue to provide meaning and value to them. So we're looking to grow and stretch. COVID obviously had a major impact on participation as we were all learning in a space of delivery and modality, and we've been able to adapt to that. And in fact, we're enhancing our technology on a regular basis and with the purposes of our aging audience to ensure that they've got an accessible way to gain content and insights.
It sounds like, Jess, the Institute keeps growing and growing, and I'm wondering how the content is changing or what types of classes are more popular or there seems to be more interest in. What have you found?
You know, the academic-related content probably is some of our most popular. They do discussions based on documentaries, book reads. We definitely look for local celebrities and people of interest that can come and give real world talks about their lived experience or how they delivered or were leaders within their organization. Those tend to be very, very popular because it gives you an opportunity to connect with someone you might not otherwise have had the opportunity to meet. But really the content, even on the practical skills, things related to your overall health, things related to financial management, content around nutrition, how to handle wills and estate planning. So everything from very practical content that you could use a real world expert in front of you to manage those efforts to those that are just personal curiosities and interests.
Norm, what is it like being in a classroom full of older learners who are deeply curious people?
Well, it's a lot of fun. And I should add, we're really blessed by many of the faculty at UWGB. They participate and present classes. And I think the professors really enjoy teaching at LLI because in contrast to some of the younger students, we're not scrolling on our cell phones and we ask questions and are attentive. So they really enjoy presenting to us. And I think it's just a lot of fun to be in a learning situation again. And the other thing, we don't have to write papers. We don't get homework assignments. We don't have to take tests. So it's the best of all worlds.
Jess, how is the Lifelong Learning Institute different from other universities that allow community members to audit college courses?
Yeah, again, these are sessions and workshops, seminars that are really for personal enrichment purposes. So to Norm's point, there is no homework involved. This is learning for the love of learning. And so it's generally speaking, one-time sessions, maybe a short series, but things that individuals, again, have a high curiosity about and want to try something new. And so we even have things related to music lessons and language lessons, things that are going to expose and our senior population to new ideas and conversations. So we continue to see growth in this space. We intentionally make it a very affordable program for individuals and even have scholarship funds to support those who may have the financial need because we want to encourage more participation, broaden our audience, and ensure that anyone who has a love of learning has an opportunity to engage.
We're talking about UW-Green Bay's success at attracting older learners through the decades in its Lifelong Learning Institute, LLI, which offers hundreds of classes on a variety of subjects to community members each year. We're joined by Jess Lambrecht, who is Executive Officer of Continuing Education and Workforce Training at UW-Green Bay, and Norm Schroeder, who has been taking classes through LLI since 2018, now chairs the Institute's Board of Directors. Jess, in the fall, UW-Green Bay joined the Age-Friendly University Global Network. What does that entail, and what's the benefit of joining this network?
Yeah, it was a really exciting opportunity for us as a university to lock arms with other universities around the world who are focused on this population. We've been doing it for decades, and we're hitting some major strides with our lifelong learning program, but many other aspects of us as a university, and again, recognizing our aging population. So to link arms with an association and other universities who have a ton of research in this space so that we can learn from them and bring that type of ideation to Northeast Wisconsin is only going to help us continue to enhance in this way. But it's definitely one of those, you know, stamps of approval, right? We have an outside agency who looked at our program offerings across all aspects of our university, because there are 10 different aspects to become a designated age-friendly university, which include both our undergraduate and graduate degree programs, to community offerings, to accessibility aspects of us as a university. And so we're continuing to learn from that association so that we can benefit our members here in Northeast Wisconsin and frankly across the state, and to continue to lead in an innovative way.
Yes, and following up there, one of the aspects of joining the Age-Friendly University Global Network is promoting collaboration between older and younger students. How is UW-Green Bay accomplishing that?
So we have continued to link arms with our community partners, including our Aging and Disability Resource Center, several nonprofits. We work very collaboratively across the campus as well. In fact, last summer, we launched an intergenerational program for both youth and our senior citizens, which we had great success with as well. But we continue to think about creative ways to ensure that we're communicating across generations and focusing on what young learners, young professionals can offer to our senior population, and in the same, in reverse, just the same.
Norm, does the Institute draw you closer to the people, the surrounding community, and especially different generations?
Yeah, I want to add on what Jess just said. UWGB is a big campus, and I know initially when I started attending classes, I'd get lost in trying to find classrooms, and uniformly, the students, if you look confused, will come up and say, "Can we help you?" And, you know, they'll get you pointed in the right direction. So, I mean, it really, you know, I have to commend the students as being very helpful. And I wanted to add also on something that Jess mentioned earlier about the Zoom outreach. Because we are older adult learners, some of us have some mobility issues. And in this past year, we developed an option of live streaming of our classes so that those members who might have mobility issues can take our classes, still be involved in that way. Or like today, where we have sub-zero weather, they may say, you know, I don't think I want to go into class today. They could log on to a Zoom class and still be able to attend the classes. Or the snowbirds that go to warmer spots, same thing. They could take the live streaming classes. So it's a real positive development for the program.
Just that digital access sounds like it is a big deal for the Institute and being able to reach people where they are.
With most certainty. And like I mentioned earlier, our senior living communities in particular have responded very favorably as well, because now they can actually live stream our content in their activity rooms. And again, those who are not able to leave spaces have an opportunity to still participate and build a community around that effort. We definitely engage with that audience that is online. And that's definitely where we've seen the most growth over the last year, is just being more accommodating and available to those who might not be able to physically leave a particular space.
Jess, have you heard from other colleges or universities about emulating what UW-Green Bay has created here over the decades?
With great certainty. I mean, we are a leader in the state in this program area in particular. We're the second largest lifelong learning program in the state, and it is self-funded. So we continue to think about creative ways to serve our community. And my fellow university colleagues are looking to learn from us. And frankly, we're here to work collaboratively with them as well, because we know there's more opportunity there when we work collectively.
Norm, as you sit on the board, what would you like to see for the future of the Lifelong Learning Institute?
Well, I think we're focused on increasing our members. After COVID, we lost nearly half of our members, just like a lot of organizations. We're steadily regrowing that and almost back to where we were before. And I think we'll look at more outreach. So we have a great partnership with University of Wisconsin at Green Bay, and just look forward to working together with them.
Jess, what do you hope for in the future of engaging older learners at UW-Green Bay and building on this community of people?
The thing that I look forward to the most is continuing to evolve and be adaptable to community needs, which is at the core of us as a university. And so listening to our participants every step of the way, getting their input on what would be easier for them, more amendable content areas. We put our learners at the forefront of everything we do at the university. And so through this program, I'm hoping we'll launch into other new and developing spaces to deliver on that promise.
What is feedback that you've acted on recently, for instance?
I could add something practical, tangible indicator of what UWGB is doing as an age-friendly university. They're developing hearing loops for the classrooms that LLI uses. And as many as 50% of seniors have hearing difficulties and need hearing aids, myself included. And so this hearing loop will allow those people with hearing issues to have even better sound quality. So, I mean, that's tangible evidence of what they're doing as an age-friendly university.
And hearing is so deeply important to be an active participant in class. Just go ahead.
Yeah, that was exactly what I was going to mention, was our hearing friendly aspects. Again, making sure that our spaces represent the audience and serve the audience's needs at the forefront. And really that came into play as we were working with one of our aging facilities in our community, and they were providing some feedback, and our participants were suggesting that they were having some challenges. So we moved on it. They had a specific need that was certainly fair and reasonable to the program development. And so working in partnership with other spaces on campus, our goal is to ensure that every space we deliver a program in is met with the expectation of who the audience is in attendance.
Well, Jess and Norm, thank you for sharing the Institute with us. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. Pleasure to be here.
Norm Schroeder takes classes through UW-Green Bay's Lifelong Learning Institute and chairs its board of directors. And Jess Lambrecht is Executive Officer of Continuing Education and Workforce Training at UW-Green Bay. We talked about UW-Green Bay's success in attracting older learners through its Lifelong Learning Institute, which offers hundreds of classes on a variety of subjects to community members each year.